Seattle's real estate market is booming, but contrary to what you might think, foreclosures are still happening, and they can be disruptive in neighborhoods like Rainier Beach and Delridge. Last year, about 700 people in Seattle lost their homes to banks. There is a state program to help people avoid foreclosure, but the money for that program is drying up. So Seattle is stepping in with a little money from its housing levy to help low-income homeowners. The housing levy usually pays to build new, low-income apartment buildings. But when city staff find someone facing foreclosure, that's an opportunity, because spending money to help them catch up on their mortgage payment is cheaper than building a brand new apartment unit. Jennifer LeBrec is with Seattle's Office of Housing. She says, besides the cost savings, there are other reasons to do it, too.
People do best when they're in neighborhoods where they're rooted, right? They have neighbors, they have access to jobs and services, and that when people have to leave the neighborhoods where they have formed roots, the neighborhood can suffer as well as the person. So we really want to be able to help people stay where they are.
Starting at the end of the year, the city plans to offer people low-interest loans of up to $30,000 to help them get back on track with their mortgage payments. It'll start as a small pilot program, but it could grow. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.